take it. I don't know. I'll let you take the shit.
But this is the Makar. So you feel I'm down on the base on the haze, Makar for the din, called Dalam Gavar, Shas. So I've learned the Indian from called Dalam Gavar, Mahama, and Yonoy. Cracker, let's try to boy from the Teichab Shat. Who are but Avi Minsol of Beitre? I am the Dihu, I am the Dihu. Also had me Nile Bedina, but I'm a Tifsu. The Arba, they were neither one of them, Oichazin, like the Shram points out. And the psak is, well, we shouldn't agree to over here, the psak is called Olam Gavar. The Maisa Shahoya was that one of them asked Bezin to be Toifisit. Clear to Gemara, Tafsina and Alay Tafsina. Abunamar Tafsina. Abudam Alay Tafsina. Shpet to bring to Gemara, what's the halacha if Taka, he doesn't find Sadi, or he mafkinin or not? Mahu and the Rajban. What was we shouldn't learn that way? If you say the Shaila, if we're Tafsina, or doesn't get into the lumdus in the beginning of Kol Dalam Gavar, or is clearing a shailah of Tafsina. You say the shailah of Tafsina and the late Tafsina is rooted in the shailah, the shpetit of the shailah, whether or not mafkina or not. If mafkina, so then avada, who are the poshet, avada, there's no reason why late Tafsina, avada, there's no hefsit. However, if loy mafkina, you hold loy mafkina, then avada, we can't be tofas lechatchila, because ignoy mafsit, the other person who's waiting here to be govar, is mafsit al yedei the tfisas bezin. As I is mavur in the Rishbam. Pashu pshat, Rishbam is zoymen. Why? What's pshat? That one of the Bali Dvorim asked Bezin to be Tavis, let's say, the Moshel. Reuven and Shimon are fighting over who are, but Zerim Edidi, Zerim Edidi. And Reuven asked Bezin to be Tavis, the Vaila. He says, I have to go, you know, to Soros, you have to go to America to go find Aden. And he tells Bezin, the Vaila, to go be Tavis, the Arab. What was the purpose? Why did Reuven ask Bezin to be Tavis meantime? What's Pashu pshat? Let Bezin leave the Arv over there. When he comes back, he'll be Gavar if he doesn't find Edom. Afterwards, they'll fight it out. So the Pashu pshat is that Reuven's worried about the Vaila in the interim, in the middle month, Shimon's going to chop it. Shimon's going to chop it, it's too late. But the Rashbam steht nicht das. Rashbam comes off, Fuke is in der pshat. Dr. Rashbam, Tafsu Apenim Karev. Shbam says what Reuven's worried about is Shimon's going to grab it and sell it to a third person. Shimon's going to sell it to Levi. The Shbam means, who knows, when Reuven goes away, Shimon's going to sell it to Levi. Reuven's going to come back. He doesn't know where it is. He's not going to be able to find it. He has no idea. Shimon, he knows he's fighting with Shimon, but the third person he's not going to be able to find. That's his shas. But Dr. Shbam, to say that the Sibu, why Reuven told Bezin to be Toifis it, because he's afraid that Shimon's going to grab it, that he's not worried about. Why not? Because it's poshit that Shimon's tefisa is not going to wave anything. Then on Sadi, Shabbatur is chlifa bala yodo. Avada, Shimon's tefisa is not going to do anything. Because on Sadi, Shabbatur is chlifa bala yodo. He grabbed it when Reuven wasn't around. If Reuven wasn't around, the chlifa wouldn't help anything. So Shtein Rishbam, the Shbam doesn't speak this out, but poshit shalas mean the Bezin's going to take it back. If Reuven doesn't find Adam, then later on Shimon grabbed it, Bezin's going to take it back and put it in the middle of Kol Olam Gavar. Shtein Rishbam. Say Shtein the Rishbam, Achoshev El Goshem, this needs beer. That if Reuven had not had Paskin Pekol Olam Gavar, but Lemaisa was in a matziv where it wasn't up for grabs of both of them. And Shimon is toifis. It's the poshit that Shimon doesn't get anything. And Bezin also is moitzi miyodah. And the Shaz medaf rashtein, the piskerid af anord, zot lehedin ishvizhramam, taka lesu mechor the more poshit. But poshit pshan the gemar. Piskerid says the reason why he was asking, the reason why Reuven asked Bezin to be toifis, is taku he's afraid that Shimon's going to grab the chayfetz. If Shimon's going to grab the chayfetz, Shimon's going to grab the arba. When Reuven comes back, he's not going to be able to get it. Favos. Zot to piskerid favos. Zot to piskerid. Yeah, what are we passing over here? Koldom gavar. Chmein Speter when Shimon gets it. Let's say Reuven was around, Reuven comes back, when Shimon gets it. What happens? Shimon gives Reuven a knack, gives him an elbow, and goes and grabs it. What, he gets a bedin. He gets it, he's gavar. He becomes a tofus. So what's the difference if he grabbed it Speter, he grabbed it now? Look for this garid. Chmein. L'chayra, what's the chilek? Saivisai is a gavar. L'chayra, koldom gavar, saivisai, always you get it, you're zoicha because you're gavar. So what's the chilek if he grabbed it before? What's the chilek he grabbed before or after? Zokterid behem shechadvor. He gives a mashal with her. He says, what would be the case in a case of kolum levar that during the din Torah, someone is teifus, and we have a dugma. Everyone who learned b'metziyah davov menalif. It's a second b'metziyah davov menalif. The Gemara declares, what happens in the middle of the din Torah of shnayim oichs metalis? Talk ve'echav b'vaneinu. What happens? Talk ve'echav b'vaneinu. Nobody. The Gemara says, avada, we take it out from his hands. The bedin is chalukah, we take it out, it doesn't help. Zok to piskirid, what happens if tokva echva bifaneinu? What happens if tokva echva bifaneinu? We're going to ram bezdin in the back. In middle of the interior that we're supposed to pass and call the gavar. Zok to read, avada works. Avada at the end of the day helps. Well, bezdin's going to be taken out of his hands. And when bezdin passes chalukah, bezdin is a klar psak. Here, bezdin doesn't know who it is. If he was toifis before, bezdin had a chance to pass and call the gavar. Avada, we leave it in his hands. Zok to taste, does a piskirid, there's not any worse. Over here, he's putting on a frieze. He tells Bezin, I'm putting on a frieze. So, if Shimon chaps it, Avada Shimon is going to be zeicha. My mail is like the piskirid. That's why he had to tell Bezin to confiscate it. He had to tell Bezin to seize it because he didn't want Shimon to chap. And the shaila is, what's pshat in the Rishba? What's pshat in the Rishba? The emes is, we had me'ein this tzir we had before in the Vlaman Alam Beis, the Yad Raman, the Chalikas Yad Raman, the Rishba, a very similar case. What happened to Bezin, Pasim, Kolm, Gavarim, mistakenly gave it to one of the Bali Dinim because they had ate him. Bezin didn't know that Shimon had originally Edom. Bezin was Mazaka. Shimon is Speter. Bezin, Reuven also bought Edom. So Shteinu Rishban, but also, we go back on that din Torah. Bezin gave it to him. It was Shaloi Kedin. And the Rambam over there says, Din Shaloi Kedin. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, B'shas Maisa, Bezin gave it to him. Isn't it bar that Bezin wasn't supposed to give it to him? But Lamaisa, he's a Tophos. Avada, he keeps it. L'char l'yad ramaz al derech the piskirid. That if Yena is Tophos, even if it wasn't a point where Reuven also was able to chop. Oh, if Shimon gets his hands on it, l'chayre he's zeicha b'din. Medaf hashtein the Rashbam, and that's my one way mechalik, I think it's tzvein nekudas that I want to mevar. First of all, for the Rashbam, we have to understand, shteit aleph beiz me Rashbam, that when someone, one of the baledinim is toifis, and he didn't call him mevar, before there's a klor psak call him mevar, before Yen has a schus also to get it, shteit aleph, that he doesn't have a schus in it, aleph, he doesn't get a schus. The same milah that there is generally when there's a govar, he doesn't have until both of them have a schus, that's Aleph. And Bey state in the Rashbam also, the Bezin's Moitzi Miyodah. That to me is a bigger chiddush. Seder, he's not a gover, whatever the mile of a gover is. How does Bezin know what the din of this moment is? Bezin the supik. Bezin the supik in the day. Bezin doesn't have the clerk in the moment. When the Ezes schus, does Bezin take the money out of it? Shenema. They come to Shimon, and Shimon says, Bezin, tell me, how you're taking my moment. This is my moment. This is my arvo. Me'ezes schus, me'ezes koyach, you're taking the moment out of my hands. You don't know what you mean. Sophie, you're taking the money out of my hands. How do you have a right to take the money out of my hands? That's my design. What's pshat in the Rishban? So, Lamaisa, we're going to come back to this, but this, we're going to use this opportunity. Taka Tzarangin and the Iker Psak. In your Indian, the Mvar, what is this unique Psak of Kol Mvar we find? Few places of Shas, this is the Merkaz. What is this idea of Kol Mvar? The Mvar design, get down to the bottom of the Kol Mvar, and then maybe we'll get back to pshat in the Rishban. So, Kiyadua, Machrinim. It's ungenum in the Achronim that there are two Mahalchim in the Rishonim, what the din of Kol Mavar. And the way we mezuk the Sibur is that the one Shemahalach is Kol Mavar, is Kol Mavar is a Psak. It's a new type of Psak. It's an interesting Psak. We'll speak soon in a second. It's a certain Psak. There's Chalukah. The Shudah Dedaini will get. Munach might be a Psak also. Chlorokin Moch is a Psak. Of the certain Psak, the Bezin gives a Psak, but Mokim Sofik. A certain Hachra in the din moment of Mokim Sofik. Kol Mavar is also a certain Psak. Other. It's not a psak, it's a seal. Now, in general, it's a very choshev. There's no right. Bezin never had the right to be mistalik. One of the jobs of Bezin is to be machriya. Because we'll see a rush next week, Rabbi Shuda, the rush is fast and exact. Bezin's job is, Adam coming for, two Baladinim come in front of Bezin. Bezin has to make sure they're not going to fight the rest of their life. Mustali, that's the job of Bezin. Bezin has to go and say, come up with some sort of psak. Some sort of psak, something. It's a job of Bezin, but it's not the psak. Over here, we have a reason, maybe they can be Mustali. The Gemara is going to speak about. Because every time we say Kol Dolam Gavar, it's Ika to make a little bit. It's something that eventually could bring Bezin. We could bring Adam. So the Rebbe soon the Rishbam is going to say that there's a svar over here where Bezin shouldn't give a positive psak because it might get ruined, it might get reversed later. So maybe there's a mokum to say a seal. That's a second shot. Maybe kolam gavar. There's an opportunity. Maybe sometimes Bezin's allowed to be mistalik. Maybe kolam gavar is a seal. Where's the makar advar? So the mechonin over here shtel zavek the taka is two mahalach. The malach aleph the erstem malach that's a psak. It's based on the rush by us, the rush by metziah. And the Rosh and Mitzia, first of all, that Losh and Rosh by us, and Rosh and Mitzia starts at first, it says, Kol Dom Gvaradino. It's the Losh and the Rosh. Kol Dom Gvaradino. It's a psak. What's the din? Zok the Rosh, but what's the Rosh? Zok the Rosh, again, what kind of psak is this? Bezin throwing it up for grabs. Zok the Rosh, that there's a certain seichel behind the psak of Kol Dom Gvar. Bezin was soimich on the fact, and koichas and nefesh of a mensch, someone who really owns something, he's going to give it his all. He's going to give it his all, but koich habarayis, he's going to be the one that's gover. So Mela, the Poshup Shah and the Rosh, it seems like, is that that's the Psak of Bezin. Bezin saying, Kol Dom Gvar. This is the best Tachor over here. The best Tachor is to throw it up for grabs and wait to see what the outcome is. And that's Taka, Bezin Paskins, Kilo, the one who's Gvar, that's his. San Chachorinim, Rechonanum. Over here, Nendon, that the Rosh is saying, Psak, then the Lashon of Pnei Shloima before, and of Lama Gimon Aleph, when he brings this Rosh, very sharp. The Lashon of Pnei Shloima, when he brings this Rosh, it's as if he brought Edom, when one is Gvar, when Shimon is Gvar. Says if he brought Edom that the Arvaz is, he says until Yana brings Edom. Obviously not Edom Mamish, he says. But it's a raya, kilo, it's a smach that the money is his. Kamein Edom until Yana brings Edom the other way around. Klar. And you know this was one of the Rebbe Chanan that the Rosh, they learned that the Rosh was saying that it's a psag din, it's a psag din. Memela zok to Rebbe Chanan, that's the second reason. That's the siba for the second halacha the Rosh says. The famous machloikas is showing him in this halach of Kol Dom Gvar. What if Ruvain is Gvar? And what happens if Shimon grabs back? If Shimon could Shimon grab back? Babus, the machloikas is Rosh and Taisus. The Rosh Bayah says, no, once one is Gvar, once the Ershta is Gvar, you can't grab back. It's his, Kol Yomov. He was Eichen at Ad Oilam. And Taisus is in Bamitziah, and the Sugi of Tafakoyin says, no, they could go back and grab the rest of their lives, back and forth, each one could grab. As Ishtain Taisa Shpeter and Kofi Eman Aleph and Xubis Dafchofa, people are poor and Shast, Shotstain Taisa, they could grab back more. Zokt, Rukhanan, the Rosh is Lishitosa. The Rosh is saying it's a psak, it's a chro, it's some sort of chro in the moment. Once the one is gover, once Ruven or Shimon was gover, so it's his. Now was Mukhra the moment, Avadi, Yana can't psak, just like you can't grab from Chalukah, like you bought the Gemara before, you can't grab from Chalukah, you can't grab. That's one mahalach that's a Rosh, that maybe it's a psak din. Seems like from the Rishbam, and our sugya, two makars, seems like the Rishbam holds that it's a siluk. It's a siluk. It's a siluk gomer. What's pshat? It's a siluk. Rishbam states, the Gemara says that how you machuia which type of psak you say in a mokum sof. So if exalt the Gemara, but mokum the ikal and makel and milsa. When it's possible for the being edim to be mevar the din tur the din of the moment later on. You should pass in Kol Dom Gvar. What boss is? Zok to Rishban. Hagam, it sounds like the Rishban. It's better to pass in Chalukah and Shuda. Etzem Chalukah and Shuda. Better psak in Bamokum Sofik. But we're afraid. Bezin's going to give a positive psak. And later on, Edim are going to come and be Machriya and reverse the psak of Bezin. It's going to bring Ivus Adin. And the Chuvah Sarosh says, it's a Gnai of Bezin. Bezin pass in something. And later on, we reverse the psak. Zok to Rishban. Therefore, what do we pass in? We pass in Kol Dom Gvar. Therefore, Loshen Rishban, loy mizdakin in lu. Bezin's not mizdakik lu. Bezin's not kilu napi metapil with the suffix in the moment. And Bezin says, Kol Dom Gvar. Therefore, L'chara, we're not worried that Ivus Adin. L'chara, Rabbi Chanan understood, as the Pashup Shah Baal, soon we'll see the Rosh brings us right. Rabbi Chanan understood that it's a siluk. That's what does the state. It's a siluk. State does a siluk. Side Loshen Rishban, loy mizdakin in lu. And also the Toichan Advarim. What is the Rishbam trying to say? The whole idea of Mokum Dikalim Milsa, Bezin can't pass on anything Chiyuvi. If Bezin passes on something Chiyuvi, it gets reversed. That's a Gnai of Bezin. If Bezin passes on just called on Gavar, Vayis says Bezin didn't pass on anything. Bezin didn't pass on anything. If it gets reversed later on, that's not a Gnai to Bezin. So in Shtein the Toichan Advarim, L'chur and the Rishbam, L'chur it's a Siluk. We could add on We can add on the in the etzim sugi, in the sugi we're holding it now, the tafsin and mafkin, and also the is a grace of smach from the Rishbam. What's the reason why loy mafkin? And the Rishbam says, why loy mafkin? Because once Bezdin gets it on the hands, in the hands of the Rishbam, Bezdin can't go say kol nevar. Why? Because if shul hafkir, stay in the Rishbam, the way you describe kol nevar is you're being mafkir the moment. You're being mafkir the moment? What do you mean? Kol nevar is a gevaldige seichel. The way we said the rush before, the way that Achrenu understood the rush before. Golden Gavar is a Gavald Gazach. We could be soimich for sure that the person who Taka belongs to is going to get the moment. That's called Mafkira. That's a Psaq Bar. And Shchoshev Lahagish, that the Rishbam holds that this Svara, that it's Eif Shalakira, is a Dover Muskel. Even the Man Omer says Mafkira on the Rishbam is Mavur. It doesn't argue on this Svara that it's not right, Stam, to be Mafkira. You know, he just says, L'chatchila, we never took the money really to ourselves. We took it L'chatzoyev. Man Omer Mafkira, Dr. Rishbam holds that the Bezdin originally, when they took the moment, they said, we're not taking the moment's time, we're only taking it on Manas, originally, that's going to go back to what it originally was. Stay in the Rishbam, everyone agrees to the Svara, that Bezdin Stam has money in their hand, they can't stay Kol Gavar, because Golomar is Nishkin Psak, Nishkin Klor Psak. It's Kilo, a gather of Mefka. Her stay Klor, that's a seal. Zokta, Rabbi Chonin, this Taka, this is Shitas. Rishbam holds it a seal. What's Pshat? Bezdin Taka doesn't know what to do over here, maybe they have a reason why they. Many times doesn't know what to do. They pass a chalukah here, he can make a melusa, we're mistalik. And it's up for grabs. That's Shitas Rashbam, but there's up to Rukhana. And Rukhana's mitzvah, that's also Shitas Toysus. Toysus, Baba Metziah, who says, they can grab him back and forth, it's also because he holds the siluk. Toysus holds, what happened? What was in the schadish? What was in the schadish when Shimon grabbed it? Shimon grabbed it, he has something in the moment. Anything was in the schadish in the day, the govar of Shimon? No, he has it right now. Reuven can grab back to him. Nothing was hukra. It remains. It's a siluk baum. That's a pshat toisus. Like the last cheshbon of Rebbechon was mechavet in the shita before the shita leinoid lemi. And our sugi the shita brings down that cheshbon. Shita leinoid lemi brings the rush taka, the rush by us that says that when you make kolam gavar you pasken, you can't grab it back. You can't grab it back because up the shita leinoid lemi svara. I don't understand what the rush is saying. Why can't you grab it back? Well, Shimon's gavar, Reuven can't grab it back. So the shita leinoid lemi kolam gavar. It's a psak. He brings the gemara. Ikel mekel milsa. It's not a psak, it's Bezdin doesn't know what's going on. Bezdin mistalik. Zok to Shita Vada. He could go grab it back. Bezdin didn't pass on anything. This Shita Lemi is called state, the ganze Tsugang from Rav Chana. State clear that, first of all, that it's a tziluk, and state that the whether or not you could grab it back and forth is totally on whether or not it's a tziluk or not. And Shita Lemi tak is clear as it. This was the Mahalach of Rav Chana. That there's two Mahalachim, there's the Rishbam. And the Rosh, there's the Rosh on one side, it's a Psag Din Chiyuvi, and there's the Rishbam and the Toysis, Mitzad Sheni, that's a Siluk. The problem is, as I mean, we cooked the right abyssal with the Moli Spheres. It's the Moli Spheres in each one of them, each one of both of the Tlis on the side, that the it's murder, it's impossible to say either of these two Kitsonis that get started. But we're going to have a side, either it's a Psag Din Gomor, yeah? That was Bedas Arosh and Bedas Das Toisvis and Bedas the Rishbam. He learned it's a Tzila Goma. And Niren, that's what we want to show that I think, come on, impossible to say either one big Kitonius. It's a Muchach, Lechor, Lefumiyata, that there's an aspect of Tzila Kiren, there's an aspect of Psach. You know, that's not slow. First in the Rosh was the Makar, everyone, come on, Asachach, Renim, Shnei, the Rosh is way, Mamish, starting from the Tumim already. The Taka learned Lechor, Lefumiyata, like the Rebbechana learned. They learned that the Rosh was saying, the kolam gavar is a psak gomer. It's a new weight. It's a new achro. It's a new tli in the moment. We're toiler. Bezdin could be very secure that the person who taka owns gets the money. It's his money. It's a psak. Yeah. And the reason why he keeps the money at the end of the day when he's gavar is because shteit meforish l'acharim the nevin. And the tshuva is a rush. Shteit meforish nishazay. The tshuva is a rush. Simen ayin zayin. The shayla of the rush was tamen nishtam to shayla. It's a good klal to know. Shas. The rush wants to know. After someone was governed, Hilchos called on Govar, let's say Shimon was governed, could Reuven make a Shuas Esses that the money's takas in, takas his? What's that loch and all the psokim that we're having over here? Shuda, Chalukah. Someone gets mammon. Could the other Baal Din make him, the other Baal Din holds he's a liar. The other Baal Din make a Shuas Esses that takas, you're right. So the Rosh talks about Kol on Govar. Stay in the Rosh, Avada by regular Psak Bezdin. Avada, you can't make a person make a Shuas Esses. By Chalukah, you can't make a person make a Shuas Esses. Bezdin gave him the money. He doesn't have to make a shua sesset that Bedini gave him the money. Bezdin gave him the money. Bezdin is zakim the money. Even if there's no birur, even if we don't know for sure it's his, Bezdin is zakim the money. Avada, there's no, you don't have to make a shua. But by kolam gavar zok to rosh, Avada can make a shua. Bosses. Yofa kazavta ladin shenifsa kolam gavar v'govri adech v'tofes. Shegeneb de yochal ashbiyah shebedin tofes. I have a hold the paskin kol gavar. I what do, how can I say you make him make a shua? I had a psad din. Lav dinu. You hear? The Russian in Psalkim says dinu. And the Russian shuva starts over the words lav dinu. Lav dinu lamatz lemeimer poskuli kol dom gavar. The gavr yodi vizachisi mikoyach bez din namely lishava. The Russian is speaking at the Tzad of Siluk. What do you mean? I wrote in the Psokim. I wrote in the Gantz of Svar, the Gantz of Seichel. That was what the Psokim Chachom and Marzeki, Oyush Shamom and Shaloy, Yosim Nafshe Bekapi, Lachim Shalikzom. All the Svaras I wrote in the Psokim, that was what Chazal was saying. It's not a Svar Brura. So Brura, clearly, it's Mesaber. There's some sort of seichel, there's some sort of reason to assume that the person who's emesigav, but that's not the makar of the psak, it's a siluk. You have to explain what does he mean b'chla, what do they need a svar for, it's a siluk, we have to see soon. But Zokhtar Rosh, clearly it's a siluk, and that's why, Zokhtar Rosh, and that's why when Shimon gets it, you can make a shua. Because at the end of the day, why does Shimon have it? Shimon have it because Bezdin gave it to him? No, because he took it. Because he was typhus, he was gavar. I can make a shua. Tell me, Taka, you hold it yours. Make a shua that. One of the Rosh's rayas, that it's a siluk, is Taka, the Raya Rabbachon from the Gemara, he can make a musa. I'm not going to get into the second Rosh's rayas. One of the Rosh's rayas, that Taka, it's a siluk, is Mitoicha Gemara, where the Bachonim brought it from the Rashbam. The Zokhtar Rosh, I don't know, how do I know it's a siluk? Because the Gemara says that the whole reason why Paskin called him Gavar is because he can make a musa. What does that mean? We want to avoid a Gnai Bezdin. If Koldom Gavar is a psak, then you didn't avoid the Gnai Bezdin. Shimon is Govar. Later on, Reuven brings Edom. It's a Gnai Bezdin. Bezdin Paskin Koldom Gavar. That's Shimon's. Stay in the Rosh clearly. The Koldom Gavar is not a psak. At the end of the day, when Shimon is Zoich in it, when Shimon gets it, it's not Chorilah. For me, it sounds like it's a Silah Baal. Yeah. Mitzad Sheni, it's like the Lashon of the Rosh by us is Dino. The Lashon of the Rosh by us is Dino. The Rosh stayed over there. It's a Gantz Silah. The Rosh of the Rosh is Dino. And also, why do you need, if Taket's a Silik Lagarmi, why do you need Sfaras B'chla? Why do you need Sfaras? That's a Mistalik. Why do you need Sfaras B'chla? Tosas is in the Rosh. I want to go, before we get into the Rishbam, we're going to go to the other extreme, Tosas. Tosas, Rabbanan Nemdon, Zichr saying it's a Silik. And that, from here, Rabbanan was saying, Tosas holds it's a Silik, it's down. Bezin's totally Mistalik. Lefi that. When Shimon is Zoich in the Chayfetz, Shimon goes, knocks Reuven over the head, grabs the chayfetz. Shimon has it now. Why does he have it? But from here to Lafi, the Tzad of Siluk, there was absolutely nothing in the Schadish, Ayadei, the Gevira, Ayadei, the Tvis of Shimon. Nothing was in Schadish. So Bezin's not going to stop him. Bezin's going to say over here, we must Dalek, and we'll let you. We have the bit, the stronger one's going to win. Lachar, nothing was in Schadish. He didn't get any stronger schus in the moment. He didn't get any stronger muslim. Shtein Toysus in Bambetziah Davavam and Aleph. After Shimon is Gavar and he's Makdish the chayfetz, it stays Hegdish Loilo. Verstehe nicht, I don't understand. If you're the Poshup Shad and Siluk, if you understand Toises, the Poshup Shad and Siluk, why could he make a Hekdash? Why is a Hekdash myself? Nothing changed. Lagabi, what Bezdin knows about the mummy, nothing changed when Shimon got the. Before Shimon grabbed it, it was a Sufik. After Shimon grabbed it, also a Sufik. Just Bezdin, nostalgic. Bezdin doesn't mix Mishrayim. How does Toises and Bamatziah say that if Shimon's Magdash Lechavit, it means a Hekdash Loyal? Yeah? Chorish, they call him Toises that something is a Schadish, they call them Gavar. When you govern, you get up as a schus. You have a schus. There's another raya. This I don't want to get into too much. It's got to be holding stark in the sugi of Tokva Koyin. Say quickly for those who remember the sugi of Tokva Koyin. Shtein Toises also that in Tzir of Toldom Gavar, it's called you have a schus tkifa. That's the Yisoid of Toldom Gavar. There's a musa called a schus tkifa. The person has a schus tkifa. And if you learn in the sugi of Toises of Amitziah, Shtein every Toldom Gavar, the person has a schus tkifa. That means his bailus in the chayfetz is not because he potentially could get it. He has a schus in the chayfetz right now to become a toughest in the chayfetz. That's the shtein toises. If you understand this, it's mesilik. What kind of schus does he have? Okay, if we're holding maybe in the sugya to chapter right. So I have a shaila in toises. Mitzarechot, you see the toises whole Sunday is the schadish in kolom gavar. So Cheney Rechonin brings a raya. That was the sheet of the midi was saying. You see, you could grab it back and forth. Yeah. Let's talk. Go back to the Rishbam before we get to our Rishbam. That's the Rishbam. First, that's the steer. Before we get back to the pshat of our Rishbam. The Rishbam Rabbi Chonin said we put two Rishbams lecher. That show vises the siluk. Rishbam vises the siluk. Rishbam by and daflam and hey state when is dakin in lo. Rishbam by us state it's mafkot. Consider that you're mafker it. Yeah. If the Rishbam holds it's a hefker. The Rishbam taka holds. I'm sorry that it's a siluk. So taka the Rishbam that we mentioned before is a pellet. What's pshat the Rishbam that he says halacha lemaisa that if Reuven goes away to go get Edom and Bezdin doesn't grab it. State in the Rishbam, if Shimon in the interim grabs it, we're moitzi miyodai. Why? You're moitzi miyodai to make a siluk. Why are you, Bezdin's taking it in his hands to not get involved. Bezdin's not getting involved. Bezdin has no idea to do with the moment. Bezdin doesn't have any psak in the moment. How could Bezdin take it out of his hands? And the same Rishbam in Daf Lamed, Aleph from the Beis, and the Sugya and Anach Sin asking the same thing. Rishbam says when Edom mistakenly gave it to Reuven because they didn't know Shimon also had Edom. Bezdin says Bezdin takes it out of his hands. Why should Bezdin take it out of his hands? It's a seal of Goma. So to say it's Mevaizen, Valet Stodim. It seems like there's Makuris. It's a seal. It's a chain. It's Epis. Epis Adin. I'm not going to be Marach. There's a Ramban also, as I stated in the Ramban before in the Ramban. And come out all the Rishonim is that this Makuris, that it's some sort of Psach, or something like that. So what's Totsuch? I think it's a Derech HaMelech. Pochus HaYesa, curve Lezeh, come out all Rishonim can hold. Come on, curve my dwarf, it's a Derech HaMelech. Vaistois, like we started, the Kalanavar Vada is a Psach. Kalanavar is not a Siluk. I don't think there's anybody. Maybe the Shitalami tackles that, I'm not sure. But besides the Shitalami and the Rishonim that we have, there's no one who holds the Kalanavar as the Pshat Bez and said, okay, we're still going for lunch, we have no idea what the moment is, and now you fight it out. Fight it out, Bekoyach. Avada called Olamor as a psak. Avada called him as a psak yuvi. There's some sort of psak that business doing to the mama. And now, before it's theorist, we'll be karma curse. Lamashu. Are there any halachas that this arba has before Reuven and Shimon grabs it? Before Reuven and Shimon grab this arba, are there any halachas on this piece of money? Did anything change by the psak calling Gavar? Is anything chal on this piece of this boat over here that's standing in between, that's standing in no man's land? Are there any halachas? So we're trafted halachas. Klar. From for Russian is halachas over here. First of all, the Rambam brings Perek Desvot. Halachadal, the Rambam brings if a third person comes and grabs it. Stay in the Rambam, the Salkinim imenu. We take it away from him. Stay in the Rambam, two things. First of all, he doesn't become a tofus, Aleph. He's not a muchzik. Stay in the Rambam more than that. He doesn't just Rambam doesn't just say he loyz zoichaboy. Zok the Rambam misalkin imenu. That means Bezdin has a din to take it out of his hand and put it back to Kolon Gavar. Hold on, as a siluk, make it easy. Where? Anything was chal on the moment? Anything was chal on the moment? Much starker. Stay in the Rajba, Gavaluga Rajba, Kufyud Zayin, Al-Kamad of Kufyud Zayin, Rajba, quoting a Rajba Pashtas. They talk about a fascinating halacha. What's the halacha? If Reuven and Shimon is a psak holding the var, and for whatever reason, I don't know what's going through Shimon's mind, but Shimon right now is not holding by being gover. But he doesn't want Reuven to have it right now. So what does he do? That's the Gemara Baba Kama. He masters the chefetz. He tells the authorities, I don't know if they're Goyish, if they're Jewish. He tells the authorities, you should not hold this chefetz, confiscate this chefetz for a second. Is he allowed to do that? Says instead of being Gavar, he wants to give over the chefetz to a third party. And then make sure they're going to get involved. The Reuven's going to be shtered. Zok to Rav, we pass like Rav. Rav says, you're not allowed to do that. You don't have koyach to do that. Rabbi holds you could. Rav says, you can't do that. Zok the Rishonim Zuchah Hezbos before Vosnish, call him Gavar, Shimon can do what he wants. Shimon can grab it, why can... Zok the Rajba Rishayim Arayvid. The reason why you can't do that is because although you have Schusim on the Chayfetz, Adayin Loi Gavar. That's what he says. Sounds like what he's saying. You have Schusim on the Chayfetz, but only to be a Gavar. But only to be a Gavar. So what? Now you want Gavar, you don't have Schusim on the Chayfetz. However, why can't I can do whatever I want? I'm Zuchah, I'm not the third person, I can do whatever I want. What's the problem? Stay in the Rishonim of the Bezdin is Mishamtin. If he gave it over to the authorities, Bezdin puts him in Nidui until he gets it out of the authorities' hands. If he mastered the Chayfetz, he has the Bezdin puts him in Nidui. What's Bezdin doing over here? It's Chlorvi the Tog. Vaistoy is Kolom Gavar, the Paskin, the Din is to be Kolom Gavar. And the Pshat is, he shtered that Psak of Kolom Gavar. If you take it for yourself, that's your schus. Oh, but the shter Kolom Gavar, okay, you're going against the Psak that Bezdin Paskin in the moment? And the Chur, that's Pshat in the Rambam. Stay clear, that's Gar Chan Raman. That's why I'm misalkin from the third person. Not only the third person doesn't have a right to grab it, and Kilo, he's not mechadish anything like that. The third person is sharing Kolom Gavar. We mikorech the psak of Kolom Gavar. We take it out of the third person's hand, and we shtel it back in Kolom Gavar. Vice toys. Avada Kolom Gavar is a psak. Abavos, it's a new psak that we know no more tzonok yitzu boi nshas. It's a psak, vice toys. Of the psak is not being machriya, but at the end of the day, the soiv din was chusam mom. The psak of Kol Navar is exactly this. This moment that there's two Bali Dvorim is fighting over. This moment of Mutbasafik. This moment should be Moser Bain Shnei Dvalavorim. In order that they alone we'll paskin lois the halacha. That's a psakin. We're paskining that we're going to let Reuven and Shimon be machriya the soiv din where this moment goes. That's the psak. Ober, it's a psak yuvi, that the din of this moment it should be moser to Reuven and Shimon to decide. How Reuven and Shimon to decide? The Torah says that there's a kli called, which I'm handling the whole man. There's a tool in Shas called Mechzokas. There's a tool in Shas called Mechzokas. There's a musa called Mechzokas. Yeah? If somebody grabs a chayfetz stam in front of us, he doesn't become a muxa. We'll see you soon with the Rishbam. He doesn't become a muxa. We can grab the chayfetz, we know exactly what he got in his hands. Here, Bezdin said it. Bezdin would be a siluk. Lav dafka become a muxik. If he'd be a siluk and everyone, and Bezdin sees that he grabbed it, he wouldn't become a muxik. Bezdin says, we're allowing you, we're licensing you to become a muxik. We're licensing Reuven and we're licensing Shimon, whoever grabs it first, he becomes a muxik. That is the psak of Kol Mavar. Psak of Kol Mavar is the money is now moser bein Reuven to Shimon, that whoever grabs it becomes a muxik. So mitzal echot, the tchilas din is a psak. Bezdin said something. I've had the Bezdin just say we have no idea. Bezdin said we were machriya and we paskin on the moment. At the moment is mustard to Reuven and Shimon to become a muxik, and that's why when they later on get it, they get a certain schus in it. I've had they get a certain schus in it. So he become a muxik in it. Mitzad sheni, when Shimon gets it or Reuven gets it, Bezdin's one that gave it to him. Bezdin was machriya. This moment is his. Bezdin allowed him to become a muxik, and then he alayna tosgenumen. And alayna tosgenumen. Bezdin didn't give it to him. The Rosh said Svaris. The Rosh said Svaris, that what do you mean Bezdin is Machriya? It's him. That's what we showed the Rosh and Shuvas. Any of those Svaris that the Rosh said, that Bezdin knows it's him, it's not enough. It's not an absolute Svaris. A lot of Bezdin doesn't know it's his. This is a reason why Bezdin paskined originally that Shri Moser Ben Shneim to allow each one come on Mukhsa, because Bezdin had this smach that maybe most of the times it might come out Taka right. But at the end of the day, when Shimon keeps it, it's not because Bezdin holds for sure he's right. Bezdin led to call a muxik. You keep it because you took it. You're a muxik. This is the Rosh. Let's go first to the Rosh. We'll go back to all the kashas. The Rosh, this is the Rosh and Chuvis. Zok the Rosh and Chuvis, it's a siluk. What does the Rosh mean when he says it's a siluk? It means this is different than every other psak in the psak in moment. Usually the soif psak of the moment is Bezdin's psak. Sometimes Bezdin Taka doesn't know Bebiru. Bezdin pass in Chalukah, that's the best thing, that's the right thing to do. Oh, but that's a psak gomer. Bezdin rewarded you with the money. The reason why you're holding on to the money at the end of the day is because Bezdin was mezaki you in the moment. If Bezdin mezaki you in the moment, Avad, you don't have to make a shvua. Avad, you don't have to make a mushmur shvua. By calling Avad, the soif din that you're able to hold on to the money is because Bezdin awarded you with the money. Bezdin didn't say, it's your money. You took it alone. That's a lashon l'rosh. You took it alone. Lezehanu karim siluk. That's the psak in the Gomorrah. The Rosh means right from Alhaim and Aleph. The Gemara says, "Be'ikah the Mekel and Nilsa." The Gemara says, "The perfect psad is called a Gavar because there's no chash, there's no fear that there's going to be an evus, a Gnaila Bezdin. Why is there going to be no Gnaila Bezdin?" And it's very geshmak. Because although Bezdin passed him called a Gavar, but the fact that Shimon particularly got it, Bezdin didn't say Shimon should get it. Bezdin said, "If Shimon gets it, we're going to respect his mukzokas." So Bezdin didn't say Shimon get it. Even if Reuven brings Edim, that's not. They're not reversing the psak of Bezdin. Shimon got it then because he's a mukzik. And vice versa, the Rishbam calls that a hefker. That's a vise hefker. Bezdin usually says, or someone says, a clear psak Bezdin. I'm getting it to the hands of the person who we think Zichr is supposed to get the money. Here at the end of the day, we're letting them, each one of them, become a muxik. That's not a dover bar. That's considered a gavisa bechina of hefker. That's his bechina. Bezdin's not saying a dover bar with a moment. Right now, Bezdin has the moment. Bezdin can't let go of the moment. Maybe everyone in Klal Yisrael can't let go of this moment. Unless it's a clear zach, you can't let them get go of the money for each one in the lane to take it as a muxik. Yeah. Even the Rosh, very interesting. The Rosh, when he says, the Ruchana's Rosh, the Rosh says that you can't grab it back and forth. The Rosh doesn't say, Misfar, you can't grab it back and forth. He doesn't say, Misfar, it's impossible to grab it back and forth. The Rosh says, because the Rosh says, there's a Svar that it's going to be Bolidei Takol. Chazal will never make a psak of Kol Mavar if they're going to be fighting with each other for the rest of their lives. Why does the Rosh need that Svar? Heini not Vorm. The Rosh never said that when Shimon chaps it, it's Achura that Shimon's. The Rosh said he could talk about a muxik. So there's a grossest for it to say that even though he could come a muxik, Avon Amayza, his muxokas was through a tkifa. It wasn't because he was originally the muxik. Over here, Yannick can chap it back. Yannick can vayte also become the muxik. There was a big sport to say that Zok the Rosh, no. That the way they shtelled it avek is that it's muxokas, it's an absolute muxokas, because the way they shtelled it avek, the way they're psakas, because they don't want shishleyev a riv meinayim lo'ilam. That's not going back to Tosis. And Tosis can sign it. Although Tosis says you grab it back and forth. It's not that Tosis holds. Tosis agrees to the Tchilas din we said. Tosis Avad agrees that Pol Novar is a psak. And Bezdin is just the Mistalik. Because Bezdin would be Mistalik and Shimon Chapter. He can't be Magdish about Eifen Vadai. Shtein Tosis, Teretz says Avad, it's a psak. There should be Moser Lishneim. And Bezdin's going to license this Mukhzok. Because Bezdin's going to say, we see you as a Mukhzik. And that's why, Be'etzim, that's why you could be Magdish. No Shtein Tosis. It's since over here was a mukzokas that Bezdin allowed to come. Over here, everyone agrees. Talk for Kohen, Emlitzi, and the other. Over here, everyone agrees. Tfis is going to help. Azam mukzokas, which happened, which Bezdin himself didn't happen by itself. It didn't happen by itself. It wasn't a natural mukzokas before. He didn't come originally as a mukzok. Azam mukzokas that happened through a tfisa, over there, everyone agrees that talk for Kohen, Emlitzi, and you could change the mukzokas. It's a mukzokas that could be changed. Takas twice is later on. Dafkuf him and out. Toises and Ksubis stuff. Chofam Alf compares it to the number holds talk for coin in Mitzim Yoda. That's all Toises is saying. Toises is not saying it's a seal gomer. It's a psak, and the Mukzokas is accomplished. The Mukzokas Takel is accomplished, and Taki become Mukzokas. But a Zam Mukzokas that happens on Yedei Tvisa. It's further over here. Avada Vienna Chapsed. Vienna could change the Mukzokas. But Avada tries again is changing the Mukzokas. When Vienna had it, he was a Mukzik. When he was Magdashit, he was Magdashit Loilom. Because Vienna had it, he was a Mukzik. The way we're coming out is that Avad, the Kolom Gavar, the Tchilas Din, is a Psach Yubi, it's a Psach. Oh, but the Schia and the Momoyim is not awarded by Bezin. Bezin's not saying that's your Momoyim. It's licensed by Bezin, because Bezin said you could become a Mukhsuk. And the other, when you grab it, Yena becomes a Mukhsuk. Let's talk at the Loshon of the Rambam. The Shoini Azov, Tzuch Loshon of the Rambam, Pektezvav Halacha Dawit. The Rambam says over, Kolom Gavar, he says, Bezin passed the Kolom, Vekol HaMizgaber, Yeribo. V'yihye ha'acher moitzi v'cher elorai. The Rambam doesn't say two separate things. Call Mezgaber Yeridbo. V'im tofas hasheni is a moitzi of elorai. The Rambam says that is l'chatchila the process of the Psak of Kol Gavar. Call Mezgaber Yeridbo v'yihye. That's what Bezdin wanted to formulate. Bezdin set up a mahalik that it should formulate a mechzokas. That is the etzim Psak of Kol Gavar. We are setting up a din, it should be Moser Bein Shneim. I want to put the mum in Bein two people, Bein two Baal Dvarim, in order that one of them should become the Mukhsik, and Duch that become a Mukhzokas. They set up a Mukhzokas. Wait, Bezoi, Kenzain, again, this is a little bit of a Derech HaMelech. Derech HaMelech, this is Lechur Kenzain with the Ikr Psa Kol Nivar. Taka Nusur Psa. And the reason why it's not a Seal Gomer, in general, we're not Mistalik Gomer. The Bezdin was only Mistalik as much as they were forced to. They were forced to not make some sort of Psak, because it would be Ivis Adin. But they could definitely pass him at the moment should be Moser being Shnei Baal Dvarim in order that each one could be a Mukhsik. Like that, there's no Ivis Adin. So getting back to the Rashbam, Rashbam Naman Al, Rashbam over here. I want to go back to both Nakudas. Rashbam state Halacha L'Maisa. That a Bezdin passes Kol Gavar. And one of them grabs it, one of them is out of the picture. Shimon grabs it and Reuven went away. Or another case, Shimon grabbed it before the din Torah ended, and Reuven wasn't in a position that he could take a chapit. Shtein Rashbam, Aleph Shtein Rashbam is not considered a govar. He doesn't have the milus of a govar. He doesn't have the milus of a govar. When Beis Shtein Rashbam will moitzi miyodei, and we ask the lechur the Rashbam passes the siluk. I don't understand either halachas. Why doesn't it have the same milus as a govar? Govar anyways never has some sort of system to it. There's no sort of rhyme and reason to a govar. He just rather grabs it. He's holding it. He's holding it b'choska. So here also, he got the first fighter, but he's holding a b'choska bez. And Shveins, we ask, even if you want to say it doesn't have the miles, what is the shtar I'm showing this person? What is Bezdin showing this person when he's taking it out? What is the rights for Bezdin to be moitzi for? So let's go achas lachas. He was saying it's beautiful. You spoke in the Bezdin the Rashbam, but even the Rashbam says it's the siluk. The Rashbam means the final outcome of the moment. That is the bechina, the dimension of a siluk. That Bezdin didn't say anything chiyuvi. Where the finally, the which one of the Baal Dvarim should go? And more than that, Bezdin didn't say, even when someone's govern, Bezdin didn't say it, for sure it's his. Bezdin didn't say, I hold it's his. But Bezdin did say that there's a psak, Bezdin passing this, arba should be mosar bein shneihem, that one of the elishim should become a muhsik. So Kanirin, this is the bold thing. The first question we ask is, why when he chaps now, why doesn't it have the same mile as a govern? The answer is, what you're telling it back is because govern is not stamba free fall, not stamba grab. Not stamba that he grabs it and he's holding it. When you were govern, mitoich ha-matzev of kolon govern, Bezdin said that the moment is Moser, Reuven, and Shimon, that develops a Mukhzokas. If the din of the moment was that it's Moser to each of you to make a Mukhzokas and you grab, then you become a Mukhzok through that. But if you grab it before it was Moser, there's no din called Gavar. So there's two Tzirim. One is during the din Torah, before Bezdin finally passed on the moment it should be called Gavar. that's a vada not going to give you a schus. Yistam a choytev. Bezen's not going to give you a schus. And the other tzir is, we asked in our case, in our Gemara, if Reuven would have just asked Bezen, Bezen passing Cholovar already, if Reuven would have just asked Bezen, freeze it. So, stay in the Rishbam, if Shimon grabs it, he doesn't get anything. What's the pshat? The pshat is gevaldi. Over there, I'd come and Reuven's not around, so it's not in the matzev that it's moser the shneim equally to get the chayfetz. It's not moser the schus shneim to get the chayfetz. Reuven's around, Reuven's not around. So, Mela doesn't have the mile of kol novar. The mile of kol novar that Yenem becomes a muksik is since if the moment is moser lishneim equally, so Bezen says they are recognized, the muksokas, they are licensed muksokas. But if one of them wasn't around, one of them tells Bezen he's not around, and it's not yad shneim shavim boy. So sukum tois, he took the moment from a matzav, he doesn't have the mile of kol novar. It's applied to chatif v'alim. So zu achas, this is why, this answers the first question, which I think was the Ritz question. Why doesn't it have the same mile as govar? It doesn't have the mile of govar. The second shayla we asked. So how are you allowed to take it away? Say that, fine. It doesn't have the mile of govar. At the end of the day, but Maisa Bezen, if we say, Bezen is misupik in the moment. And even the way we're saying, Bezen doesn't have a declare achor the moment. How? What's the license of Bezen to take it away from him? The teretz is, we said, we showed that there's dinim on this chayfetz. Bezen, although Bezen doesn't know the final destination, the final place where the moment's supposed to go to. Oh, but there's dinim on this chayfetz. We vise from the Rambam and the Rajban in Kufyutai. We vise that the Bezen did paskin that this moment, the din of this moment is the Moser Ben Shnehem. It's a din. If a third person comes, we take it away from him. And if one of the Bali dinim even wants to hold it and wants to Moinea, the second Baldover from it, we say you're we're Mishamtinale, because you're chepering with the din of the moment. There is a certain din of the moment. The din of the moment that it should be Muchan Kolecha to be called Gon Gavar. That's the license. That's the shtar that Bezen brings in. Bezen goes up to Shimon and says, Shimon, you shepherd the din of called Gon Gavar. You shepherd the din of called Gavar. We don't know it's not yours. There's a very good chance it's yours. Abba, you shepherd the din of the moment of Kolum Gavar. Mikoyach, the din of the moment that was Gepaskin. Kolum Gavar, Bezen takes away. You took the moment when it wasn't in the Matzah Bezen of Kolum Gavar. Because we said there wasn't Yad Shneim Shavim. So Bezen could come over to him. Bezen could be Moitzi the moment. Could be Moitzi the moment from Yenim. Yeah? I want to throw out one Mar Malkum. That's the Seif, and that's the Chor we're saying Pshat in the Rishban. Yesh Lodom, what the Rid argues on. Yesh Lodom. Kama, we said Kama Protim here. I'll throw out one thing, Zagia, with the Mamshech Nasr Baba. Well, the Maisa. Even after what we're saying, we're taking the money from his hand. The Lashon of the Rishbam is Chatifa Baliyodai. And the Nuk Yosef is Matik, the Lashon of the Rishbam, he says, Begzeila Baliyodai. It sounds a little bit, we're taking it out for almost the same idea we had in Askar Rababa. You took money that you demand my Mais Chatifa. Over here, this is Taka Mais Chatifa. Would Toysis be able to say, the way Toysis learned in Askar Rababa? Would Toysis be able to say, over here is a Mais Chatifa, the Rabbi? Toysis says, Nasr Babi, take it because we took money that's a Vade, not yours. In other words, it's not simple to take money away from somebody. Yeah, take money, you have to have a Recht, you have to have a Chloroschus. Shpam State, L'chor from Yitah. Even money that we don't know for sure the final destination of the money is. But if Mais at the end of the day, you weren't allowed to take the money, we could take the money away from you. You weren't allowed to take the money, we could take the money away from you. It might be a Gilui. Kenzain segilui. Kenzain. Ish lo den harbi bezet. That the Rishbam had a nai mahalach in Asher Rababa. Kenzain the discholik and on the stoys is Asher Rababa. Fear is one to quickly at least set up a little bit. Just set up the second noisy of the sugya. If they get down to a kol gavar, we try to see a gang today. But the second noisy in these sugyas is what are the klonim hilchus feikus? What are the klonim hilchus feikus? Moment of mutu pesofik. We have a musig moment of mutu pesofik. What are the klonim hilchus feikus? And the Gemara behemshik is going to say a klonim. Just to say it quickly. You have to learn our Toysis and our Sugya. From me to Toysis and our Sugya comes in a big machlokes rishonim. What's the Seder of Psak? What's the Seder of Psak? What's the Milas of Psak in Hilchus Sveikus? So it's a very, very big kitzur. The rishonim have a stira. When do you paskin? Yachloikin, when do you paskin? When do you paskin? Kolam Gavar. Since everyone learned about Metzia so well in Dabbez, everyone knows it's Bahar, so I could say a very big kitzur. Rishonim ask a stira. Zok to rishonim. Most rishonim, Toysis and Metzia Dabbez, and Toysis by us. And Rishbam also says of Shem Arach. Oichs and Shani. You say when it's oichs, when they're both holding it, you say chalukah. But Rabbi Sazam is already medayik. And this also Bamish Bavus. There's a big chiluk in Toisvis and Bab Metzia and Rishbam by us. It's mashma that oichs. I'm not going to get into lomdus. I'm saying the facts. That oichs is a reason to pass in chalukah. It's a positive reason to pass in chalukah. If you say sharf kamat, I could say it's not even bechlal the type of psokin that we're talking about in our sugya. It's not a psak misofik. It's a psak. It's based on oichs. You can't even bring it into the nidah of our sugya. Psak mihelchus sofik. It's not scared. It's a psak mikoychus. It's under sur psak. But Rabbi Natan by us and the Rosh and the Duke Hatev not like that. They held it is geherz our sugya, and they said that the oichsin is a reason why that we can't say kolam gavar. Memelu we say chaluka. So it's meduyik. But Zaman already says this. Zaman says meduyik in Toisvus. Rabbi Natan by us and the Rosh that they hold that kol dal davar be'etzim is a better psak. In the world of sfeikas is a better psak. I am shomim the rush. I am the rush. Rush mamisiyah says, "Well, head you why?" Comes out that the feeder rabbeinu tam kol dal davar is a better psak, and haluka lechur is tzveikins. That's what it comes out. Hilchus pshul sfeikas. When the Rivo is a third sheet, the Rivo vayistays gate nishtazah. The Rivo, if you cheshmer at the Rivo holds the be'etzim, you should pass in chalukah. Always, but if you're makom vadei rama, you can't pass in chalukah. And melo, you pass in kol gavar. It just comes out, I'm just saying it over quickly. It's again, the name shchasugi. It comes out that be'etzim, min amuram over here, legabi, what's the better psak? The das, toises b'metzia. I think the Rishbam is mashmal this way. Das toises b'metzia, we have no idea. We don't have any, you don't see anything from what they speak about Arichsen. Because they're be'etzim saying Arichsen is no shaykhs. You don't see if chalukah is better. Chalukah b'hilchus sfeikus. If Chalukah called Gemara is better, you don't see. Because they were saying over there is a special. Oichim Shani, it's a new type of psak. It's a psak. Called Vada. You know, it's not much Vada, but main Vada. Well, that's Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rivo, we come up with a big machlokes. Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh state from Riyah to Kol Gemara. Golvar is better. And Chalukah the second. And the Rivo state punk faked. The Rivo state, Chalukah is the first psak. And then the second psak is called. Thank you.